You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has warned his nation that Russian troops are now concentrating their campaign on eastern Ukraine.
Russian troops will move to even larger operations in the east of our state. They can even use more missiles against us, even more aerial bombs, but we are preparing for all their actions. We will respond. We will be even more active in providing Ukraine with weapons.
President Zelensky says he's talking to other leaders about other ways to deal with Russia.
I spoke today with the Chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz, about how to bring to justice all those guilty of war crimes, how to strengthen sanctions against Russia, and how to force Russia to seek peace. I am glad to note that the German position has recently changed in favor of Ukraine. I consider it absolutely logical because this is supported by the majority of the German people, and I am grateful to them. I expect everything that we agreed upon will be implemented, and this is very important.
The United States has vowed to provide Ukraine with the weapons it needs to defend itself. The Biden administration's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, says the U.S. is also looking at the bigger picture, but won't sit idle as it awaits developments.
There must be accountability, and the United States will work with the international community to make sure there's accountability. In the meantime, though, we're not going to wait for that. We are going to get Ukraine the weapons it needs to beat back the Russians, to stop them from taking more cities and towns where they commit these crimes, and also to squeeze the Russian economy to increase the pressure and the costs on Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin and the Russian government.
Russia has warned the U.S. of direct military confrontation should the U.S.-led Western states continue supplying Ukraine with weapons and ammunition. It has failed so far to take any major cities in Ukraine since it launched its invasion on the 24th of February. Meanwhile, evacuations continued from Kramatorsk in eastern Ukraine, where a missile strike on Friday killed 57 people at a railway station. Russian forces have also fired rockets into Ukraine's Luhansk and Dnipro regions, completely destroying an airport and wounding at least 6 people. Russia's defense ministry says its missiles destroyed the base and headquarters of the nationalist Dnipro battalion, which had just been reinforced by foreign mercenaries. Kremlin spokesman Major General Igor Konashenkov says the list of affected sites included control points, warehouses, Ukrainian strongholds, and armor assembling points.
Operational and tactical aviation of the Russian airspace forces has struck 86 military sites in Ukraine, among them 2 control points, 2 ammunition warehouses, 3 combustion warehouses, 3 multiple launch rocket systems, as well as 49 strongholds and areas of Ukrainian armor assembling points.
Russia says it also carried out attacks in the southern Ukrainian city of Mykolaiv and Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv. This comes as Ukraine's prosecutor general says her team has documented 5,600 cases of war crimes perpetrated by the Russian government and leading figures. In an interview with British broadcaster Sky News, Irina Venediktova says the main case names more than 500 people, including top Russian military personnel, politicians, and what she calls propaganda agents. She has called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal of the 21st century, but says they are not yet able to involve him in the prosecution.
We know that 3 positions in national jurisdictions have functional immunity. It is president, prime minister, and minister of foreign affairs. Only this purpose, because they are still on their position, they are not suspects in our criminal case.
Meanwhile, specially designated Ukrainian war crimes prosecutors and forensic experts have exhumed another 9 bodies from the mass grave uncovered on local church grounds in Bucha. Ukrainian war crimes prosecutor Ruslan Krivchenko says an investigation is being conducted.
At the moment, an inspection of the place of the event and the bodies of people who died during the Russian occupation is being carried out by the troops.
This comes as Pope Francis called for an Easter truce in Ukraine as he led Palm Sunday services in St. Peter's Square before an audience of tens of thousands of people. Some in the crowd put small Ukrainian flags at the tip of olive branches, and a woman who read one of the prayers near the altar was dressed in the flag's blue and yellow colors. In his address, the Pope said the conflict should end.
Si ripongano le armi. Si inizia una tregua pasquale.
Lay down your arms and start an Easter truce, but not to then reload your weapons and resume fighting, no. A truce to reach peace through real negotiations, a willingness to make some sacrifices for the good of the people. In fact, what victory would that be? Who plants a flag under a pile of rubble?
Assam al-Ghalib, SBS News.